164 of Fly Away, a weekly podcast from Outlander Travel about the thing we love most, travel. We're glad you're joining us this week. Our goal is to inform, educate, and inspire. We hope that tuning in for our weekly chats will help push you outside of your comfort zone and add some new experiences to your bucket list. We also welcome ideas for topics, so if there's anything you'd like to hear more about, please let us know. My name is Lindsay, and this week I am joined by fellow Outlander travel agents, Laura and Elizabeth. Another year has flown by with surprising speed, and as we look back on all of the great experiences we've had in 2017, we also wanted to look ahead to the coming year and talk about what's on the horizon. One great resolution is to try to visit somewhere new every year. So where are you going? Well, this week we're going to give you our resolutions and hopefully spark some ideas. So let's get started. So, do you guys go somewhere new every year?
I try. It's worked out well. I mean, I think in this job, you know, you can sort of pick and choose a little bit. So I do try to make an effort to get to someplace new. So if I'm having to choose between seeing resorts in, say, Jamaica, where I've already been, or Barbados, where I had not been last year, I chose Barbados for exactly that reason. Just, you know, to make sure that I saw an island that I'd never seen before. So this year we went to Ireland. And I had never been to Ireland before, so, yep, I tried to.
What about you, Laura? Did you go somewhere this year you have never been?
Yeah, I went a lot of places I've never been. You know, I have not done tons of traveling that required an airline for the past 10 or 12 years, mostly because I had three children in wheelchairs that were in my full-time care. And three children in wheelchairs and airlines is a difficult, you know, one or two is a challenge, but three makes it a little bit, more of a challenge than I was willing to take on at the ripe old age of 55. But I went to New Orleans. I've never been to New Orleans this year.
Yes.
And see, I'm trying to think. I've been to Baltimore, but I hadn't done some of the things that I got to see in Baltimore this year. So those are my two pretty big things for this year. So I have plans. I'm going places next year that I've never been before. And so that'll be fun.
You went to Cancun this year too. Had you been to Cancun before?
Oh yeah. Well, I've been to Isla de Mujeres. So we flew into Cancun, but I hadn't stayed in Cancun. I forgot about that, Elizabeth.
Yeah.
And I spent 8 days there. So a good amount of time in Cancun.
When you're traveling so much, you're forgetting about your
exactly.
I've done more traveling, you know, this one year. And that's, for me, is one of the really fun parts of, you know, coming into this profession kind of later in life is it's like there's a whole world out there that you, in some ways, had written off. And if there's anything I talk to people about is don't write it off. Just, you know, there's so many. It's like, it seems like every day something else comes across my mailbox, or I see someplace someone else is traveling, and I think I've just got to go there.
Mm-hmm.
I've just got to go. You know, the latest one is you know, the head of our organization who's hosting this godmother cruise on a ship with AMA Waterways and folks who are going to be on that cruise. And one of them talked about the cheese at the Christmas markets. You know, as just this hot, melty.
Yeah, he didn't just talk about it. He posted a video of it. It's like,
yes.
Oh, I had to have a grilled cheese sandwich for lunch today because of that video.
Yeah. You see this long piece of like French bread with maybe like ham or something on it. And then they slide this hot knife down a piece of cheese and it oozes all over this piece of bread. And you're just thinking, I don't care what country is that in. I'm going to taste that before my life.
If it's the last thing I do.
I get this really great fortune one time, and I keep it on my desk underneath one of my magnets on my file cabinet, and it's stop waiting, buy that ticket, and take a trip today.
Yeah.
And that seeing something new, experiencing something new every year or even every chance I get is something that I've been trying to do for the last 5 years, 6 years actually. And been consistent with seeing, lucky enough to see, fortunate enough, I should say, to see several locations, new destinations every year.
Mm-hmm. So what were your new destinations this year we just reviewed?
This past year, I went to Alaska for the first time, which was a lifelong dream of mine. So that was incredible. I also went to Iceland and to Scotland for the first time and France for the first time. London for the first time.
Wales?
I like New Orleans. Never been to New Orleans.
Really? You'd never been to New Orleans?
No, I'd never been to New Orleans. That was my first trip to New Orleans. It was fun. Let's see. I know there's probably something I'm forgetting, but...
Wales? Good list. Go to Wales?
No. No.
She went enough places on that trip. She didn't need to go anywhere
else. I know. I was gone for like 40 days.
It was long enough.
I love the thing that you did with the... I'm going to forget the name of it now, Lindsay, but I think it was in Scotland with the band, the guys that march out and play.
Oh, the tattoo.
The tattoo, royal tattoo.
That's a good example of me seeing it and thinking, I've got to see that live. Just got to be in that stadium with that sound wrapped around me like that and see that live.
It's incredible. It's a very wonderful experience that I had not even been on my radar, and I almost missed it. I almost didn't do it, and I'm so glad I did. But yeah, you have to do it.
Yeah, that's definitely.
How do I do it again? And how do I take my husband back to do it?
When I was in Scotland, I only had one night of overlap, and it was the first night of the tattoo. So it was totally sold out. There were no single tickets. There was nothing. Yeah. So yeah, there's no going. Yeah. So I got to get back for that. So then moving on to next year, I'll start because I have a really lame year planned because I actually, traveled so much this year that it was interfering with my ability to, interact with people here, including my family. We traveled a lot as a family though, too. So I don't really regret that, but even work became really difficult when you're traveling every other week. It's very difficult to keep up. So, I'm not going to be doing as many roller derby trips as I did. I am planning one, that would go to Portland and Seattle. So we may come see you, Lindsay, with my daughter. There's a huge tournament out there. One of the biggest ones in the country that, we'll probably go to. And then, I'm going to Disney World with my family in July. I don't know why. I know why, because we have traditional schedules now, so the kids are out then. And then my other plan is to go to Europe because I do have a resolution, an ongoing resolution to go to Europe once a year because I specialize in that and I want to be able to sell it better. And I think I'm aiming for either Spain or Italy, maybe Greece. So we'll see, but I don't have the plans for that yet. So I may turn out to be a liar at the end of the year. We'll see what comes up because I don't think I can take my family this year. So it'll just be, if I can find an opportunity that I can go on by myself, then that's what I'll do. Or maybe with a friend. We'll see.
I would really love to squeeze in a river cruise this year, Christmas market river cruise in 2018.
So you know, happen to be selling one, outlandertravel.com.
Exactly. I know, and I'd like to try and go on that if I can find someone to go with me, be my roommate. That'll be on my to-go list. I'd love to take my husband somewhere for our 10th wedding anniversary this year, but I don't know if it's going to happen. That would be my other big thing, is if I could get him anywhere.
When is your anniversary?
It's April.
Okay.
It's April, but we're also, we're maybe going to be trying to buy a house. So I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen there.
San Diego?
Hmm?
You could do San Diego or San Francisco or?
No, he doesn't want to go to California. It would be Hawaii or Alaska or New Orleans, something like that, or maybe a cruise or something if I could get him. But it's just getting him to take time off of work, and that's a whole nother podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. That should be everybody's number one travel resolution for 2018. Use your vacation days for something fun.
Mm-hmm.
And what's really going to happen is he hasn't seen his family in forever. So we're probably going to burn his vacation days and our vacation time together going to North Dakota.
Wow.
So that's probably going to be what we do.
Boy, and that's even tough. It's like, well, maybe you could go into Canada or something as part of that trip just to hit someplace different. But yeah.
Do something. But we're only 2.5 hours away from Canada here, so why would we go all the way to North Dakota?
Well, Canada's different in different sections of it, so.
If we want to do that, we could just go for a weekend to Vancouver or something.
Yeah. I will say Western Canada is probably the prettiest. This is me who's only been to the east side and the west side of Canada and nothing in the middle. So to everyone who lives in the middle of Canada, you know, all five of you. I mean, seriously, it's like millions of people and I haven't seen any of that, but the west coast of Canada is so gorgeous. So the east coast is too, but I digress. So Laura,
I'd love to squeeze in a educational trip to Mexico, anywhere in Mexico, to maybe tour some resorts. Mm-hmm. That would be my only other thing on my big. And then I have a 2-year plan to get to the Galapagos Islands because I want to get there before I can't go anymore.
Yeah.
So is there some place you want to go in the future that maybe? Maybe let's talk about that. Like, what are some places?
Well, let's hear Laura, do you have any resolutions for next year? And then we can shoot for the moon.
Sorry, Laura.
I was just waiting.
I'm sorry.
I got your back, Laura.
I got so excited.
Well, I've got 2 travel plans already in place. One of them is purely work. They're both purely work, but one is more pure work, and I'll be going to Fort Lauderdale for Cruise 360.
Okay.
World. Mm-hmm. Which one is it? Cruise.
I don't know where Cruise 360 is next year. Cruise.
About the cruising industry.
Okay.
And I'll be in Fort Lauderdale for a week. So I'm excited about that, and I'm going to be doing 3 different ship inspections. So I'm really excited about that. That's in April.
Yeah, that's Cruise 360. That's
March,
Cruise 360 then. Yeah.
In March, I got an invitation to go to the Adventure Travel Association meeting in Banff, Alberta.
Ooh.
And which reduced my price from because the providers from $750 to $150 there. So I'm going to be spending 3 days in Banff, Alberta in March. And then I've added on an extra day that they offer, which is all excursions and playing. And mm-hmm. It's a small conference because the trade show is you get 15 to 30 minutes time with every supplier. And you get to have a dance card of 12 suppliers. And you get to spend that time. So I'm really thrilled about that. And I'm thrilled about that area of my, I wouldn't say my practice, like I'm a doctor or something. My specialty area is that I'm getting more and more requests for things that are very immersive, off the beaten path. You know, I'm working on a big trip now for a 15-day trip up in Alaska, but it's all off the beaten path. They wanted photography and, photography, nature, and animals. And they didn't want any of what they called cheesy Alaska. But they didn't want to drive by something. And they're going to be spending like 4 days, 92 miles into Denali Park. And, they're going to be right where the salmon are fishing upstream, not like pointing to it, but they're going to be there for like 6 hours with really high skilled, people teaching photography and teaching about how to do nature photography. And so if that trip winds up booking, it's going to be incredible.
So incredible. I'm looking forward to our episode on Banff then too, because I actually sold my first trip to Banff for August. So there's plenty of time for me to fill in the blanks after I talk to you. They're going to Banff and Jasper, and yeah, it'll be fun.
I am hoping to do a travel with me. That's my biggest goal for next year, is to do one. Even if I started out small, like with 8 other people, to do a Travel With Me series and then to do at least one of those a year. Mm-hmm. And I'm hoping to do a river cruise, the Christmas Market River Cruise with that.
That'd be great.
And down the Dan, yeah, I think there's a Rhine one and there's a Danube one. I think I want to do the Danube one. So
we have a group already on the Rhine, just so you know that.
But that's one of my big goals for next year is to get to a place where I'm beginning to do some Travel With Me. And the other thing is that I've really enjoyed this year doing custom trips for people, where they tell me they want to go someplace. They tell me what they love and what they want to do most, and then I just design a specialized trip for them. And one of them that just got back on Saturday was they cooked their way through Italy. And so they flew into Venice. They did Venice, Bologna, Florence, Rome, and Naples. And in every city except for Venice, they cooked the pasta of that region and dined in homes of that region. And I really love that, and I've had some interest in doing some more of that. So I'm thinking that might be another trip. I might do a Travel With Me is kind of cooking your way through Italy and or Greece.
Awesome.
So those are things I'm excited about for next year.
You were going to do 2 years out, you said, or future travel?
I have a list of places I need to get as soon as possibly get there. I want to go to Antarctica. I've got a lot of interest in Antarctica. It's not something I know a lot about. I'd love to experience it firsthand. I want to do it with hurdy-gurdy. I want to go. So that's kind of like a stretch. I have more like stretch travel goals right now. And in between, I do need to go to Mexico and probably should go to Canada. Probably should spend more time in Canada because I am so close.
Yeah.
we're planning a trip to Japan in 2019. That's something my daughter is keenly interested in. And, you know, we haven't done much Asia at all. I've never been to Japan. My sister has many times. And so my sister has expressed interest in traveling with us. So, but we need some time to save for that one, especially this year. We did a lot of travel this year. It's huge spending year. So we need to take a year off of that big stuff so that we can do another one in 2019.
I over traveled this year because of the opportunity to mm-hmm. do it. And, you know, kind of, I just had to pair everything together and take advantage of that situation to do it longer. But so this year will be more smaller work focused trips. And if I can squeeze in that one trip with my husband, it would be fantastic. I know he'd love to go to Alaska or Hawaii or just see what we can make work for our schedule, for his schedule.
Yeah, I sold a trip to Antarctica this year.
Yeah.
And with G Adventures, and they're tacking on a 3-day post trip to at a eco lodge, it's called, in Patagonia. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that trip looks really amazing as well as just going to Alaska. If I could do my 2-year goal out, it's I've got to see the Northern Lights.
Yeah.
You know, I want to see the Northern Lights before I'm 60. That's my big, and I'll be 57 in May. So I really want to see the Northern Lights, and I'd love for that to be one of the trips where people travel with me because, especially people that I've known for a while, because I just think it's going to be so amazing shared.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know,
so
you look to the person next to you and go, oh my gosh, did you see that?
Yeah.
There's just something to be said about traveling. I do a lot of solo traveling, so I really appreciate it when I do end up someplace special like that and you can share it with another person. So,
yeah.
Well, I love seeing like when Elizabeth takes her kids, I love seeing like travel through their eyes mm-hmm. and what they're excited about. So I've booked things this year that I never would have expected I've booked, and that makes me like I was already so excited to come into this profession and to be able to help people, you know, go find their adventures. But, you know, I've one of my one of my clients is doing a couple of bike trips with Trek. And so I've gotten into a good relationship with Trek and to really see the world that way, you know, through biking and, you know, those possibilities that are out there. And then things like you were talking about with the Hurtigruten or G Adventures where they're really going off the beaten path.
Yeah.
But it makes it really exciting to think, you know, there's all these options out there for people who,
yeah.
You know, I was at a Christmas party the other night and we were talking to one of the guys that is a business networking group and one of the guys is very adventure. And the other, you know, the other wife was on the other side of me said, well, just so that you know, when you plan my husband's ice trip, my idea of adventure is a fruity drink.
Yeah. Yeah.
And sunshine and, a swim up room. That's my idea of adventure. So it's, you know, it's like everybody's got your adventure doesn't have to be, you know, jumping off a bridge in New Zealand. You know, if that's your idea of adventure, then I can't. She said, we want to go to the Dominican Republic, and that's as adventurous as I want to get. So that's what's exciting to me is that people can say, this is what feels like an adventure to me, and then you can make that happen for them. So
I feel like I should probably put a more like something I need to do that I can't even remember. I don't think I've ever taken a relaxing vacation.
Yeah.
All the trips I've ever done, I have never, ever taken a sit on the beach, relax trip. So, I take that. Maybe the Aruba with my husband, but that was in 2008. So that 2009. So that was a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's been about that long. To probably put something on my calendar this year that is non-work related, non-research, that is just an actual unwind trip.
Yeah.
Why don't we meet in Chicago? We could both take the train there.
Chicago is not an unwind. That's not an unwind trip. That's a big city adventure. You got to do stuff there.
But hanging out, if you take the train, from Seattle, I take the train. From Pennsylvania.
You're forgetting that all of my family and friends are within driving distance of Chicago, so that would not be a relaxing. That would be I need to see everybody.
Well, that's another thing. I was looking at things for next year. One of them was to take a multi-day train trip. So not just like where I'm going someplace for one day, but you know, it's something I really want to sell, and I really want to be involved in that community, and I think if I can do it myself, then it'll give me a lot of insight into that. So.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I want to really, I think Antarctica is probably like the second on the list, but I should just put it on my calendar and just book myself into that, into our group river market, Christmas market river cruise. I just need to do it.
Yeah, and we're all going on a cruise, aren't we?
Oh, yeah.
We are. Yeah.
We're all going Harmony.
The funny, you know, I realized I've only been invited to two inaugurals. One I won and one I was invited to. The one I was invited to was the Norwegian Getaway. And then right after that, we had a connection meeting on the Norwegian Getaway. And then on the Getaway, I won the inaugural on the Harmony of the Seas. And now we're going on the Harmony of the Seas. So whenever I win a cruise, just know that you're probably all going to be on it within a year. So
what do you have planned besides Japan?
We've talked about a few things, but we don't have anything really solid. And the thing is with children, we have to consider how old they'll be, and their school schedules. And pretty soon, you know, when we go to Japan, my daughter will be 15. So we only have a few more years after that. We're trying to really balance the trip that I'm taking to Portland is with my daughter. This year I took my son to Walt Disney World for a week, just him and me. So this year we're going to do, just my daughter and myself. And we're going to participate in we're not going to participate in the roller derby tournament. I may work it, but she's going to watch. Then we're going to do some adventure adventuring. We'll probably do some whitewater rafting because she likes things different than my son does. So she wants to go. She wants to see Seattle. She wants to sort of experience that.
We can do a food tour.
Yeah, she would. No, she would love that actually. And she likes seafood, thank goodness. So, so we're probably going to eat our weight in sushi and fish while we're up there, salmon. But so I'm looking forward to that. But really, after that, the Japan trip is a big one. We're going to travel with friends as well, not just my sister, but with some friends who also want to go to Japan at the same time. So we're really logistically trying to figure out what that's going to be. And then after that, we haven't really, I said our next Christmas trip this year, we're going to be on the Escape for Christmas. And I really wanted to do an all-inclusive and, it just didn't, with the money we were spending on travel, it's not in the cards. So next year we may actually break our, we were doing travel for Christmas every other year, but we may switch that to even years. So we may go 2 years in a row and then go every other to space out the Japan trip. I don't want to have the Japan trip fall the same year as the Christmas trip. So, that's a lot of talking just to say that. So really, I don't know. I think maybe we'll do something, all inclusive with the kids, maybe on an island where we haven't really been. If there's a Barbados family friendly, resort, I believe opening somewhat soon. I think it's been announced, but I don't know, so I'm not going to say what it is. But I would love to take them down there if it's affordable, and we'll see where it goes. But yeah, and I want to take them back to Europe again as well. And which part, I don't know. They've actually expressed a lot of interest in Germany, which surprised me. My husband really wants to go to Greece. So we have a list. We just don't, we haven't sort of said, well, this is probably what we'll do next. Japan is the one that we're really focused on, especially because we don't know anything about it. So we're really having to figure out what to do.
Here's where it gets hard, because then you're like, you said Greece, and I'm like, I want to go back to Greece. Yeah. And you want to balance, like, I want to go all these new places, but I still want to go back to the other places.
Yep. It would be my third trip to Greece, but he's never been to Greece, and his family is Greek, so he really wants to go. So it's also the reason I haven't gotten back to Italy. I've sort of pushed off, because it'll be my third time going to Italy. I'm not saying that there's too many times to go to Italy. It's just there's so many places I haven't been. You know, I've never been to Spain. So it seems like I should go to Spain rather than to Italy. But I'm getting far more requests for Italy this year. So, yeah, I'll play that by ear. I'll go somewhere in Europe for sure. And Australia is big on my list, too. I got to get to Australia and New Zealand.
Australia and New Zealand are on mine too, but I made a promise to my husband that I wouldn't go to Australia, New Zealand, or Germany without him. Now, I'm probably going to break the promise about Germany, but Australia and New Zealand, it's just, I've been doing so many quotes for that lately.
I think you should make that Christmas markets cruise your anniversary trip and just tell him he has to go. Because the cruise itself is only a week. The cruise itself is only a week.
But with air, I mean, he only has a week of vacation.
I thought he had two.
So yeah, he doesn't have two. He doesn't have 2 weeks. He has 1 week. And so he really only has 5 days of vacation. So to go to Europe would be such a waste of time.
No, and the cruise is Monday to Monday. So it's automatically,
that's automatically not going to work. So he only,
you could go to Germany and do Oktoberfest with him.
The beer garden. Only a week off. We can't, we have to wait till he has the time off. But yeah, so we're limited on time is the big thing. That's another factor is that when you can only get so much time off of work, you really are, you know, so that's why Hawaii, that's not a long flight. Alaska's a short flight for us.
Yeah. As for you. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the other things I was thinking about is that my niece is going to spend her gap year in France.
Ooh.
And she graduates in June. And my brother-in-law's family is from France. She's going to be living up in Grenoble. And she's said a couple of times, you think you could come see me while I'm there? So that, you know, to be able to see part of France with her would be really amazing. And the other thing is that I have an incredibly good friend of mine who married his husband who lives in Amsterdam. And they both have a small, I guess it's apartment type home there in Amsterdam. So if I don't do the travel with me Christmas thing, I'm going to do a travel with me tulip festival. Amsterdam and tack on some pre and post days with them. So
you could do that from the
things that are on my radar.
You could really do that from the Danube as well if you wanted to. If you did the Christmas markets from the on the Danube, the Rhine of course ends in Amsterdam, but that would be a great way to see them.
All kinds of options out there.
So are there any destinations that are popping up in your requests from clients for 2018 that maybe are?
Well, Banff was one for me, so I'm really excited that I'm going to travel vicariously with Laura and see. I'm not going to get to go with her, but I'll be following along because, researching that, I just said I had never been to the middle of Canada anywhere. So, and that's actually my son really wants to go to Toronto. So that may be something, you know, once I see what Laura sees there. And so that was one that as I researched it. And I also sold a trip to Antarctica. I have somebody going to Antarctica in March. And I was really, it has a strong appeal, but not, I mean, like he's going to be camping on the ice. I don't really want to do that, but I would like to go see it and walk and hike and, you know, all that good stuff. So
penguins.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Penguins.
So, I want to go see all of the animals on the Galapagos Islands.
Yeah. I had a client go to the Galapagos a few years ago. Her pictures are amazing. You would be in heaven with your camera. You would just.
I would just. I have to take all of my cameras. Yeah. I would have a suitcase just for all of my cameras.
Yep.
It's a big, big world out there.
Yeah, there's lots and lots of things to do. We can only do one at a time. So.
Unfortunately.
Well, that is our show for this week. We would really love to hear about your travel resolutions for 2018. So to leave us comments, visit us at outlandertravel.com, then click podcast at the top of the page and find the episode you wish to comment on. Or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/outlanderpodcast, or just search for Fly Away. And please be sure to subscribe to us on iTunes. On behalf of Elizabeth, Laura, and myself, Lindsay, we want to thank you all for joining us here at Outlander Travel. We'll see you next week. Gotta fly.